We lived near the Hatfield, Wheatonstead to Luton to Dunstable branch line. This is from 1938 till this present time.
And what was it like living near the railway?
Very interesting, especially through the wartime. It was a case of seeing different equipment, lorries, tanks, carriers and what have you, all being transported through on flatbed trucks. And plus the fact, at this time of day, the line was used an awful lot for the Murphy Chemical Company, who were a matter of yards away from it. Most of their chemicals were brought in, unloaded in the goods yard, either piped back to the factory or taken back in their small lorries, dug out by two or three of their workers, the sulphur particularly. The chaps turned bright yellow with their hair. They were completely yellow, and this lasted for weeks. They had one or two small explosions over the period. One of my cousins actually was burnt quite seriously and taken to the Cottage Hospital in Welling at that time with burns from the sulphur. One thing what was transported on there was the racing pigeons used to be carried as freight. And you'd see the racing pigeon enthusiasts bring those in, especially I think it was Fridays, if I remember, Friday tea time. And they went on the last passenger train, well not last, but one of the passenger trains up to Welling or whichever one it went to. And they were then taken off, I'm not dead sure, either by lorry, to the start of their race and where they were going to be released from. The goods yards used to transport livestock. The old cattle handling pen, the raised part of it, still stands in the goods yard to this day. No railings were on it, but the actual brickwork's still there. I can remember before the Scarab, that's a three-wheel lorry, which was made by Scammell, was introduced, the two shire horses pulling the flatbed truck to deliver the goods, parcels, livestock even, especially pigs seem to be transported here. They used to come in crates, and they used to take those to whatever farm or person had purchased these or they were going from.
Was the line also used for passengers?
The line certainly was. Some stages very, very busy, especially around about 5 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening. You could see people tearing down to the old railway hotel, or Abbot John as it was last known, to grab their bicycles, and especially one power pack mopeds in those days. This is one with a clip-on engine, and screaming off in all different directions. I think they just paid a few coppers a day to leave them in the shed at the railway pub in Station Road, which is still standing, but unfortunately is converted into two flats now.
And so what about Wheatonstead Station? Can you remember what it looked like?
Oh, I can indeed. The station wasn't the most pretty of stations. I think there was probably up to about four, five or even six porters worked there. At my time of really knowing it, Mr. Gerald Lee was the station master, also the organist at the church, and I think also to do with the choir. Yeah, as youngsters, we were always a little frightened of this gentleman, although he never ever did anything wrong to us. And at the bottom of the station, as you approach the stairs, was the station master's house, which unfortunately no longer stands there. It was demolished at the getting rid of the branch rail here. The general building was of timber, and originally it had a ladies' side and a gents' side, a waiting room. But that was done away with later in life in the 30s, and the ladies' side was given to office for your tickets and general office and for the porters and so forth, and the right-hand side was the waiting room.
And when you were travelling actually on the train, can you remember what the carriages were like inside?
Yeah, the steam ones were about the same as any major rail, strapped to let the window down, generally non-corridor, mostly timber built, with a guards van to put, oh, ladies' prams in especially. When they'd been shopping to Welling Garden City, the ladies who had young children always put their pram in the guard's van, and that was brought back that way. But then we came to the diesel car jobs, and well, then we thought we was getting very, very modern, and this was just like a bus on the rail. I'm quite a supporter of Luton Town football, and so was my father. And Saturday afternoons, he used to take me to a Luton Town football match. And this branch line ran just behind the main stand of Luton Town football ground on its way to Dunstable. And Saturday afternoons, if it was a local driver on, he would, well, practically halt the train or go very slow and blow the whistle, hoping someone would clamber up on the tin fence and shout over to him the score of the match. And then another on the whistle, and away you would see the train disappearing. So obviously at this time we were getting quite a smoke and tuned football ground, but no one seemed to mind that at the time. There was no trains on a Sunday, especially passenger trains. This was due to one or two of the very wealthy landowners along the line objecting to rattling trains going past their estate on a Sunday. This line was also used quite often for royal visitors to Luton Hoo, where Zia Werner's estate. They went there for shooting, fishing in the lake, and various other things.